This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the world's leaders gathered in South Africa today to memorialize Nelson Mandela, the leader of an Atlanta-based World Relief Organization is remembering her experiences with him and his life and work. Dr. Helene Gale is the CEO of CARE International. Dr. Gale, it's nice to have you back.
My pleasure.
How many times did you meet Mr. Mandela?
Altogether, probably about five times.
And was it just kind of meeting him in a receiving line, or did you actually have a chance to talk with him?
Well, the first time I met him was in 1991. At that time, I was working with the Centers for Disease Control and was traveling with our then Secretary of Health, Dr. Louis Sullivan, and we had the opportunity to meet him and have a dinner, a reception and a dinner with him and Walter Sisulu, Desmond Tutu. So it was a really incredible opportunity to meet with several of the real heroes of the anti-apartheid movement soon after Nelson Mandela had been, not long after Nelson Mandela had been released from prison.
In subsequent meetings, were you able to talk to him about health concerns, for instance, particularly on the continent of Africa?
Well, one of the issues that we were focusing on at that time was the issue of HIV. That was very early in the epidemic in South Africa, but it was at a time when it was very clear that HIV was going to be a huge problem in South Africa. And at that time, there really wasn't the kind of attention being paid. And so part of our discussion with him then and in some of my subsequent meetings was around the issue of the impact of HIV and what were ways in which South Africa could have potentially gotten ahead of that. And I think one of the things that Nelson Mandela spoke about was the fact that he had regrets that South Africa had not been as quick to respond to the HIV epidemic. And as we all know, it has cost millions and millions of lives.
Certainly it touched his own life, didn't it?
It did. And I think, you know, he used his own personal experience, just as he did in other ways, used his own personal experience to really talk about the issue and try to make it a human issue, not an issue to serve as a source of stigma and discrimination. And so I think he took what was a personal sadness and used that as a way of shedding light on an issue that in many ways had lived in darkness in South Africa.
Was it his son who died of AIDS, HIV?
Right, yes.
Now that he's gone and his moral presence, at least physically, isn't there, how difficult will it be to continue the fight against HIV/AIDS, against abuse of women, now that he's not around?
Well, as you know, he hasn't been in office for many, many years, and those issues continue. And so I think, again, I think the legacy that he leaves behind, the foundation that the country can build upon, he's left that for civil society, government, and other actors within society to continue to move those issues forward. So I'm hoping that this time of commemoration is one for all of us to find the Nelson Mandela within ourselves, to rededicate ourselves to the kinds of values and principles that he stood for.
His very presence helped ease tensions not just in South Africa, but on the continent as a whole. Will it now be harder for CARE and other NGOs to do their work there without him?
Oh, I think, he clearly left so much behind, and while he was on this earth, continued to build the kinds of cadres of people who will continue to build on that legacy.
You are optimistic that there are political and social leaders who will be able to navigate the difficulties and the challenges that are ahead in just getting some of these goals accomplished?
Oh, I am optimistic. And I think each generation finds new leaders and builds on and stands on the shoulder of giants, as people say. So, yes, I am optimistic. And as I look around Africa and around our world more broadly, I continue to be encouraged by the bright young global leaders that are coming along.
Is there any one thing that he said to you personally that you'll take with you?
The one thing that he said to me personally is, you sure are a cute young girl.
Dr. Helene Gale is CEO of Atlanta-based CARE International. Dr. Gale, thanks so much for giving us this time on a busy day for you. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dan.